Oftentimes we find ourselves stuck inside a box of our own making, mentally, emotionally, energetically. And this meditation is to support you in moving out of that box of thinking. So let's begin. Taking a deep breath right into the heart center. And exhaling. And another breath, breathing into that heart, feeling the love that you are opening and beginning to awaken again. And on the next breath, just softening your mind and allowing the love that you are to fill your heart. Breathing in, breathing out, until all that you are is that loving presence of the divine. Every cell, every breath is simply divine, is simply love. Breathing in and breathing out. And now I invite you to imagine yourself inside a box. This is a box of your own making, your own thinking, your own belief systems. And inside this box, of course, there's four walls. And I want you to look at the first wall. This is your wall of resistance. Resistance to anything new in your life, resistance to change, resistance to loving yourself more or taking a risk. Whatever your personal resistance is, just stand facing this wall of resistance and see what it looks like. What color is it? Is there anything attached to it? Just notice your wall of resistance. Now I invite you to step forward and put your hand on the wall of resistance. And see if anything changes. Notice how you feel. And as you stand here with your hand on your wall of resistance, ask it what it wants you to know. What do you need to know? And just listen. Good. Now just taking another deep breath into your heart. I invite you to turn to the next wall. This is your wall of fear. And again, notice what it looks like. What color is it? Is there anything on it? And just notice. This is your wall of fear. And when you're ready, step forward. And I invite you again to put your hand on your wall of fear and ask it what it wants you to know. What does this wall of fear want you to know? And simply listen. Good. And now turning to the next wall. This is your wall of self-ownership. And just notice what that wall of self-ownership, owning yourself, looks like. Valuing yourself. What does that look like? What color is it? Is there anything that decorates it? And just notice. And again, step forward, putting your hand on the wall of self-ownership, asking it what it wants you to know. Good. And now I invite you to turn to the fourth wall. This is the wall of possibilities. And just again, look at it. Notice what's on it. What color it is. This wall of possibilities. And again, when you're ready, step forward, putting your hand on the wall, and ask this wall of possibilities, what is it you need to know? Good. Now I invite you to step back into the center of this box of current thinking, your box of current thinking. And as you stand in the center, just take a glance around at each wall again. The wall of resistance. The wall of fear. Your wall of self-ownership. Returning back to face the wall of possibilities. And as you look at this wall, I want you to see that there is a door in the wall of possibilities. And I want you to walk towards that door. And when you're ready, I want you to open the door and go through it. On the count of three, one, two, three. And now that you've opened this door to the wall of possibilities, I want you to step through and see that you are in a very expansive, brand new box of your own making. Filled with infinite possibilities for your life, your business, your relationship to self, your relationship to source. And take a moment to just see how expansive this new box of thinking is. Perhaps it's brilliantly full of color and light. Perhaps you can't even see where the walls of this box lie. It's so vast and expansive, so full of possibilities. And just stand in this new expansive box of your creation. Allowing your mind and your body to download and receive all the wisdom, all the possibilities and stand with your heart open to receive all the good that is coming to you and that is yours already as you stand in the center of this expansive box of possibilities. And just notice how that makes you feel. And breathing into your heart space a little bit more, allowing it to open into receptivity. Softening the mind. Trusting that your guidance in this new expansive box of thinking is going to be the compass. Trusting that your guidance is the truth for your soul's expression here and now. And you can ask in this moment, what do I need to know right now? And so having moved from a limited, boxed-in way of thinking about your life, yourself, into an expansive, opulent, vast box of possibilities. I invite you to accept at least one possibility that you've seen today. As already done, already manifesting in your life right now. Breathing that in, accepting it as good and done already. And as you leave this expansive box of possibilities that you have created yourself, know that you can return whenever you want, as often as you want, and trust your divine guidance as you're in that expansive box of possibilities. And when you're ready, bring yourself fully present to the room that you're in, the chair or the mat you're sitting on, and be awake and aware on the count of three, noticing what is and what's flowing to you now. Are you ready to live your life of possibilities? I say yes. One, two, three. And so it is. Namaste.